Dear Gatsby. And that's pretty much the show. But that's why you love him.
He really
is. Fatty's like, you know, one of those things you nurture and get when you go into.
Right.
Which is good.
And he's one of the most welcoming people, honestly.
He's one of the few podcasters, what you get on air is who he is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, did we lose somebody?
No.
We lost Julian.
Oh, yeah, his thing is hung it up.
Hold on. How do I?
Oh, look, it's back.
Are you back?
What happened?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Dear Gatsby.
What happened?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1871 of the BFO for Thursday, the 26th of March, 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got lots on my list, including, can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. Hello, late nighters. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Hello, late nighters. Thank you for calling. Anyway, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're late nighters because, y'all, I'm going to tell you, on two, I say Tuesday night, y'all. Now, Big Fatty has had trouble getting to sleep on Sunday night, but I had trouble Monday night, and two, I say Tuesday night. But, y'all, the good thing is that... because I had trouble sleeping, y'all, I was able to watch the new host on the Late Late Show that I don't remember his name, James Corden or something like that, y'all. He's from the UK, but y'all, it's a cute show. He comes across as a truly genuine person and in trying to be. Somebody that he's not, and you know, it's just kind of what you see is what you get, and y'all, he's clever. He's just clever too, and so y'all, if you hadn't looked at that, put that in your VRC and record it, Big Fatty, but now that's not the only reason that you were a late nighter last night. Oh no, it's true.
Mystery day, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! Big Fatty, squeaky gentleman callers, all excited. It's true. Big Fatty was kind of excited. Okay. Big Fatty was kind of excited last night, too. Y'all, a gentleman caller that I fooled around with a couple of times. Saw me on one of the dating. What you doing up so late? I said, well, I just can't sleep. He goes, well, you want me to come over? I said, yes. And y'all, he came over and he was over here probably, I don't know, a half hour, 45 minutes. Y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, he's I don't know how old he is. He's probably young 30s or something like that. But, y'all, he's all about, Big Fatty, he's all about, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. He's all about Big Fatty, and really, that's all that matters. Yes, Big Fatty! Okay. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all. Like clockwork. Big Fatty went to the Vons East during his lunch hour on Hump Day, and y'all, it was a good day. I had previewed the advertisement of the circular in the Wednesday paper, and y'all, they had a few things that I was really looking forward to getting. Y'all, you know, I made a spinach salad last week, and y'all, I had bacon in it and there was a good dressing on it. Y'all, it was just delicious. So, y'all, I bought a bag of baby spinach while I was there today. Y'all, they had the whole pineapples on sale, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the Jimmy Dean roll sausage, so I got a couple of rolls of that. I had bought some feta cheese last week, and y'all, I thought I'd put some of that on my spinach salad, with some Bafrin, and y'all, I got me some a Greek vinaigrette to go with that. Y'all, I need I'm cleaning here at the Fat Cave, y'all, so I got me a big old gallon bucket of bleach. Big Fatty, is that gonna be enough? I don't know. Y'all, they had Cascade sachets of Cascade that you put in your dishwasher. Y'all, Big Fatty's never had a dishwasher. And so, y'all, they had it on sale, so I picked me up a thing of that, because you know I'm gonna have a dishwasher here in the next couple of weeks or whenever. Y'all, I needed deodorant. Big Fatty, you've needed that for a while, I know. And they had it on sale, so I picked up some, and I got it for Dr. Stone's favorite scent, the Old Spice Original. They had the Marie Callender's, pot pies. Y'all, every once in a while, I just want to have a pot pie, and that one's a pretty good one, so I got that. Y'all, they had the good Bafrin. It was buy two, get one free, so I got three of those. Y'all, I got me a poke roast, a boneless poke roast. Y'all, my egg whites were on sale this week. Y'all, I picked up another quarter of the strawberries. Y'all, they were still $3 for $5, so they're in high season right now. And y'all, then I had some coupons, and evidently I looked old as Methuselah, Big Fatty. So y'all, I spent $61.02, but I saved $28.12. Big Fatty, you did really good this week. I think so too. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Hello, fart. It's bacon. Clever fart. That's what you are, clever fart. Anyway. Okay, so anyway, I'm just calling to say holla to Kristen, the Brian and Curtis friend, and hello, welcome to the fart show. You don't fart as much as you used to. It used to be all burps and farts. What happened? Okay, fart. Disconnect this call. And I'm going to call back, and I'm going to say, happy birthday, Daniel. Happy birthday, Daniel. So that'll be my birthday call, okay? So hope so it's a part or whatever. Go ahead and call it an addendum. Put a B behind it. B for bacon. Hello, Daniel. Happy birthday. Hope your birthday's great. I'm loving my lipstick.
Oh, I don't know. Big Fatty, what did she say at the end? I don't know what she said at the end. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It's been a month of Sundays. Big Fatty, she called yesterday. How can it be a month of Sundays? Well, when you're old, you meet lots of new people every day. Yes, Big Fatty. Thank you so much for the call, and thank you for making Chris from the friend of the game night gang. Feel welcome here at the BFO. Big Fatty, we love it when they feel welcome. Yes.
Hello, Fat One. It is Tim. I am catching up on your show slowly but surely. I'm up to last week. Woohoo! And my trip to Lexington got me through like 15 episodes, so I deserve like, what you say, fan of the decade. I'm just saying. 6 hours of Big Fatty, ruined. But I have to say, you're at a whole new level of ruination, which I never thought was possible after last week. But I have an Ask Big Fatty question, so roll the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Terminally Single Tim and the Baby's Arma. Tim, what you got?
Okay, Big Fatty, we know you do not like the mayonnaise in any sort, any fashion whatsoever, but has anyone ever tricked you into eating something with the mayonnaise? Not a sandwich with something on it, but it in something that played a major part that you didn't know till after that you like. Because there are many recipes that have it in there that you may not know it's in there till after it's over. Just curious. Keep up the ruination. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Terminally Single Tim. And first of all, Tim, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, we really hadn't heard him in a month of Sundays. It's true. Tim, this is an excellent question. You are correct in that Big Fatty does not care for the mayonnaise. I have eaten things that have the mayonnaise in it, like if you have coleslaw or something like that, you know, many times it's made with the mayonnaise, the main thing, or maybe some chicken salad or something like that, the main thing is it can't taste like mayonnaise. If it tastes like mayonnaise, if I can taste it, I'm not going to eat it, but it's just vulgar. It's just vulgar, but, you know, if it is seasoned otherwise and I can't taste it, well, yeah. You know, yes, Big Fatty, you never missed a meal.
Hello. Happy bacon.
Hey, Bart, it's Bacon. I'm just sitting here rubbing my top lip on my bottom lip with my new lip gloss, my $25 lip gloss. I mean, they want me to call it balm, but I'm calling it gloss. For $25, I can call it whatever I want. Oh, wait, this is Daniel's week. I shouldn't be snarky. I'm just kidding. I love it. Anyway, I'm addicted to it because it has stevia in it. Stevia? Isn't that a commercial? Okay, so anyway, hey, I'm so excited. I'm going to get off work. I'm going to go home, dig out my charger plate, and I'm going to support Tommy in his, I think this is his first marathon that he's going to be running. So everyone run to his Facebook page, and donate. Donate what you can, $5, $50, whatever. Donate, please. Thank you. And it's in May. I'll let him tell you. So anyway, go ahead and go to his Facebook page and do it now. And then after I get done, running my charger plate, up with a big, huge donation, cause, you know, I have to share the wealth. Then I'm going to go and make Daniel's birthday call, which will be a totally different subject, which should not be an addendum to this call. Don't make my tally, skewed by your silliness.
Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I'm a little confused. You talked about pulling your charger plate out and donating to a marathon, and you said Tom. Now, are you talking about the Rambo Reedheed, or are you talking about Dicker? Because y'all, I don't know if you saw it on the Face Space or anything. Big Fatty, you're not on the Face Space, and you hadn't been on it in a while. No, I'm having trouble with the Face Space, but I'm gonna try to get on it again soon. Dicker has announced his retirement, Big Fatty, how hard can it be to put him in the ground? All he did was drive around in a big car. I don't know. I'm sure there's much more to it than that. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure is. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to do this final scratch-off that I got. And, y'all, what we have to do is match our numbers to either of the winning numbers. If you reveal on 7, you win the prize shown for that symbol. Reveal a green 7, and you win 5 times the prize. And, y'all, there's 25 chances to win. Y'all, the winning numbers are number 24 and number 11. Big Fatty, I just feel lucky. Okay, here we go. The first one is a number 8. No winner there. A number 2. Not a winner. Then we got a number 22. Not a winner. Number 28. No winner there. Number 20. Not a winner. Number 36. Not a winner. Number 10. No winner there. Number 15. Not a winner. Number 5, no winner there. Number 34, no winner there. Number 33, not a winner. Number 29, not a winner. Number 1, no winner there. Number 4, not a winner. Big Fatty, we're running out of numbers. Number 38, no winner there. Number 16, not a winner. Number 19, no winner there. Number 18, not a winner. Number 12, no winner there. Number 39, no winner there. Number 9, not a winner. Number 23, no winner there. Number 30, not a winner. Number 26, not a winner. And Big Fatty, this is the last one, it's true. And number 13, Big Fatty, that's an unlucky one, and it's not a winner. Well, anyway, but thank you, Mark and Ed from It's All About Med, for sending that. It was fun scratching them. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the scratch-offs. Y'all, you know, I was telling you yesterday about the new 80th anniversary Monopoly game, and I read you the cities around the world, but now I'm going to read you the winning cities based on the call-in. Not the call-in. Well, I don't know. It was some sort of online voting or something. Y'all, the dark blue, which are the Boardwalk and Park Place, were scored by Pierre, South Dakota. Big Fatty, South Dakota came in at Boardwalk. I don't understand that. Minneapolis was the other one there. The green spaces were New York, New York, New York City, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Los Angeles, California, the yellow spaces, the Chicago's, Big Fitness, where Tom and Terry live, Indianapolis, and y'all, Charleston made a yellow square. Big Fitty, better than a yellow puddle. Red squares were Detroit, Boston. Big Fatty, I bet Brian in Boston voted for that. And Milwaukee. The orange were Cleveland, Ohio, Asheville, North Kakalaki, and Denver, Colorado. Big Fatty, you know Casey in Denver voted for that. The magenta was Hatlanta, Little Rock, Arkansas. Big Fatty, I bet that Adam Burns voted for it. Probably so. And Seattle, Washington. Big Fatty, we love the folks out in Seattle. Light blue were Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Charlotte, North Kakalaki, and Dallas, Texas. Joe voted for that, and the brown ones were Waconia, Minnesota, and Chesapeake, Virginia. Big Fatty! Yeah, Gus, y'all, I was real excited that Charleston made the 80th anniversary board, the yellow properties, those were always some of Big Fatty's favorites. It's Marvin's Gardens. Big Fatty, kind of like that garden salad you had. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Terminally Single Tim and Mary the Sober Girl and that J.C. Mopple. And y'all, Terminally Single Tim just did a new little show here this week. And Tim, when you posted that show, what did most people say about it?
Dear Gutsy,
what happened?
Oh, but we couldn't believe it. But get on another one, yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.